I'm going to be dealing with a few verses. I won't read any in particular of a text verse, but I want to be reading a few verses in the middle part of this chapter, beginning in verse 38. But last week, for those of you that were here, do you remember what the subject I preached on? I don't know if I actually said a title, but the subject. Anybody remember? Oh, that's great. Wow. Man. Thank you, Marty. Marty was listening. No, I'm kidding. Christmas worship. You remember, right? Amen. Thank you. Well, this week, we're not going to be preaching on Christmas worship, but we're going to preach on Christmas praise. Christmas praise. And you know there is a difference, right? There's a difference. There's a difference between worship and praise. Last week, we know the wise men were trying to find the king. They were there to worship the King of Kings. And we know when they did find him, they fell at his feet. And what did the Bible say? They worshiped him. There is a difference between worship and praise. Worship, we thank God that he is the giver. But praise says, thank you for the gifts. Worship says, we thank you, Lord, that you are a provider. But praise says, thank you for your provision. Worship, we worship God because he is the healer. But praise, we say, Lord, thank you that I've got good health and thank you for taking care of me. Worship says, we thank you because you are simply God and beside you there is none other. But praise says, Lord, we thank you for your goodness. Worship says, we thank you, Lord, that you are the only way, the truth, and the life. But praise says, we thank you, Lord, that you are the way maker. Worship says, Lord, we thank you that you are the Father. But praise says, Lord, we thank you for the favor. Because there is a difference between worship and praise. Praise simply says, Lord, we thank you for what you've given. We thank you for your blessings. But worship says, Lord, if I didn't have any of those blessings, if you withheld those from me, you're still God, and beside you there is none other. And here in Luke chapter 1, this whole chapter is filled with praise. And this will get us an idea of the things we need to praise God for around Christmas. And you hang with me. Well, last week we ended, the choir sang, and I've got something special for you tonight to end the service. So I want you to notice, first of all, what do we need to praise God for? Verse 38 tells us this. And Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. So we see here Mary was praising the Lord. Now, why was she praising the Lord? She was praising the Lord because simply this, even though I don't understand his will, I will trust his word. That's why she was praising God. You know the story. She got the message from the angel. We find in the few verses beginning in verse 27. And the angel came to her and told her of what was going to happen. And she said that the angel said, fear not, for thou hast found favor with God. And here was what was going to happen to her. Thou shalt conceive in thy womb, bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. And then the angel begins to describe who he is. Shall be great. He shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord shall give him the throne of his father David. Verse 33, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. But then Mary, confused, say, how can this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And verse 37, a verse that we like to quote, for with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary, after hearing those words and hearing from the angel and hearing that with God nothing shall be impossible, she began to praise the Lord and said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. She was saying, I may not understand it. I may not understand his will for my life, but I'm going to stand on his word. And aren't you thankful
thankful tonight. There are times in our lives, whether it be this time of year or whether it be every day of our life, sometimes the will of God takes us in places that we simply don't understand. But may I remind you, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. And even though you may not understand it all, you don't have to understand it. You just got to trust His word. And His word says He can make the impossible possible. He can make the intangible tangible. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Christmas is all about miracles. But guess what? Every day of our life is about miracles. Why? Because we serve a God that does the impossible. God will not do for you what you can do for yourself. But when you can do all that you can, God will step in and do the impossible. When you finally surrender to the will of God and say, God, I don't know what's going on here. I don't know which direction I to go. But listen, you don't have to understand. The Bible tells us, don't give no thought for tomorrow, for tomorrow will take care of itself. What are we going to do? We have to put our trust in Almighty God, and all these things shall be added unto you. He will be faithful. He is always there, but we have to praise Him through it all. I may not understand His will, but hallelujah, I'm going to trust His word. That's why we need to praise this Christmas. When we don't understand His will, we got to trust His word. What else? Well, verses 41 and 42 tell us this. Just because He hasn't arrived doesn't mean that He's not alive. Just because He hasn't arrived doesn't mean that He's not alive. Oh, you say, well, where do you get this, Brian? Well, we know that when the angel departed, Mary arose in verse 39 and went to the city of Judah. And she went into her cousin Elizabeth's house. And the verse 41 says, and it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. And she spake out with a loud voice. Here's the praise. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. She was praising God because even though the child of God hadn't arrived yet, it didn't mean that He wasn't alive. He was just alive in the womb of His mother Mary as He was when the day He was born. Why? Because before the foundation of the world, Jesus Christ was there. In the beginning, God. When we understand it, in the beginning, Jesus was there. God was there, the Spirit was there. And aren't you thankful, even though He may not be here, and even though He hasn't arrived, what I mean by that is even though He hasn't returned, it doesn't mean that He's dead. Hallelujah, He ain't even feeling bad. Thank God, God the Son still sits on the throne, and He is alive. And what is He doing tonight? He's making intercession for me and for you. Aren't you thankful we can praise Him tonight? Even though He's not arrived, doesn't mean He's not alive. And just in time, when you think that, I mean, when, in situations when you need God to show up, seems like at the most unusual times, that's when the Spirit comes and helps you. This, would you not agree? This was an unusual time for the Holy Spirit to show up. Mary walks into the house, and as soon as she walks into the house and hears that Mary's home, the Holy Spirit invaded Elizabeth's body and said, my, something's going on in your belly. Something's going on inside there. And she said, blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. She understood that on the inside was the Son of the living God. And aren't you thankful tonight? At times when we don't expect it, He shows up and shows us how wonderful He is. And that's why we got to praise Him. Absolutely. I think I've shared this last year. So if I did, most of you probably forget it. If you forgot last week's message, I'm sure you forgot this story. I learned a valuable lesson. Don't ask if you remember something. But last year, as many of you know, my dad retired from pharmacy, and he began to work with my sister at Western Elementary. He is subbing there. And so dad took on the task last year at the beginning of the school year to create a Christmas program for the school. And so he did that, and his whole idea was to create a
a kid-friendly Christmas program, but also present the gospel the best way he could. And old daddy's pretty smart. He sent home permission letters to every child that wanted to be a part of it and said, this is what we're going to do. We're going to present the gospel. They're going to know what Christmas is all about. If you want to be a part of it, fine. If not, that's fine. But sign this letter giving your kid permission to do it. So everyone that was in it wanted to be there. And man, the place was full. There was probably 1,000 people inside that gymnasium at Western. It was packed. So dad wrote a Christmas program. It was about Crayola crowns. And each crown represented a person. And they colored a picture. It was called the Christmas Coloring Book. And he had wrote a song, Christmas, Christmas Time is Here. And it was to the tune of It's a Small World After All. That's the only part I didn't like about it, because that was annoying by the end of the program. So anyway, but it was cute to see all these kids from elementary school up to sixth grade singing these songs about Christmas. And but Western schools has a lot of poverty. They have a lot of kids that are they struggle with disabilities. And when they were bringing these kids in, they all had different collar shirts on to represent the collar of crown they represented. And this one young boy that had an aide with him, he wore the headphones because he couldn't stand the sound, the loud noises, and he was severely. What I don't know exactly what he had, but it was a severe form of it. And so he was pretty wild through the whole thing. But my eye caught him, and you know, you wanted to help, and my heart broke because there really was nothing they could do. They just had to let him do what he wanted to do and tried to protect the other kids if he was getting wild. And so they were singing all these songs. Of course, all these kids are excited, singing Joy to the World, and they were getting all excited. He was getting excited. But by the end of it, you know, it was about 45 minutes long. By the end of it, he was getting a little restless. And so my heart broke for him. My heart broke for, I don't know his parents, but my heart broke for the aide, just trying to make sure he was calm. And so dad, at the very end of it, got up in front of everybody. He said, the reason why we did this is for everyone to understand that Christmas is for everybody. Amen. And so they showed a video and one of the teachers sang the hallelujah song, that the Christmas hallelujah that Lori sang last week. And I'm telling you what, the presence of God fell. There was a lot of church people in there. They started shouting when it got to the part of the baby Jesus and showing it on the video. And then dad ended that whole program. He said, I want us all to sing Silent Night as we finish this out. So the kids stood up and they had their little lights, and that little boy that had been so wild had to keep those headphones on. As they began to sing Silent Night, Holy Night, all is calm, all is bright, he took his headphones off and set them in front of him. Just began to sway back and forth. Silent Night, Holy Night. And the Holy Spirit came and touched my heart, and he said, Brian, Christmas is for everybody. That was the most unusual place for the Holy Spirit to come. But I'm thankful the Holy Spirit don't have to have a certain place to come. He shows up when he wants to, and he did. So I begin to praise him because I felt him, because he's alive. So what else do we need to praise God for? Well, we need to praise him because when we don't understand his word, don't understand his will, we got to trust his word. We got to praise him because just because he's not arrived doesn't mean he's not alive. And then finally, what else do we have to praise him for? Verses 46 through 48 show us when he does come, he will change the future forever. That's why we need to praise him. Mary said in verse 46, after Elizabeth had praised God herself for what he had done and for what he was going to do, then Mary began to praise and said, my soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. For he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. She began to talk about the future, and on down through the rest of this praise, this prayer praise that she offered, she talked about the power of God that he would have, and talked about the abilities he would have to make rich the poor and to feed the hungry. She prophesied all of this in this prayer.
and it showed us what would happen once Christ came. And aren't you thankful that he came? Because if he didn't come, things would be so much different. But Mary was praising God in advance, because when he would show up, and when he did show up, he would change the future forever. And aren't you thankful that when he showed up in your life, he changed your future forever? Your life was changed. Your life was turned around. You were headed for hell. But thank God when he showed up, glory to God, when he showed up, he changed your future. And you'll notice everything she said was in the past tense. She said before he even came into my belly, he was already prophesied that he would come and he would have all power and all dominion and all glory. And thank God he's still alive today. He's still changing hearts. And when he was born, guess what happened? Praise entered the heavens. For the Bible says the angel came to the shepherds and said, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and laying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angels a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to men." Hallelujah. Of all times of the year, we should praise God more this time of year than any. Why? Because he's come and he's changed us forever. Amen. Glory to God. So we ended last week with worship, and we're going to end this week with praise. Ron, Steve, come on. Come and get ready. I've asked them to come and end this service out with some praise. And whatever you need, God says he inhabits the praise of his people. And whatever you need, you may not understand it, but praise him. Just because he hasn't showed you up yet doesn't mean that he's not alive. He knows exactly where you're at. And one thing about it, when he does show up, he'll change your future forever. And so you need to praise him for what he's done. You need to praise him for what he's doing. And hallelujah, we got to praise him for what he's going to do. Let's get on our feet. Let's worship him. Let's praise him. Why? Because he's still the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Yeah.